These are the Barah Ministries announcements for May 4th, 2025. Is it really May? Oh my goodness. So prayers please for Pastor John Farley, who's still going through some mental and physical issues. He can really use your prayer. He's going through a really, really tough time. Prayers also for all those who are going off to college. And that's the next big challenge of life for the high schoolers that we know. They're going off to college for their parents. It's a terrible time. Not because they're leaving. That's the good part. Because they're going to have to pay $70,000 and get about $500,000 in debt over the next 4 years. Next week is Bring Mom to Church Day because it's Mother's Day, May 11th. Let's honor Mom in the best way you can. And that is to put her in a position to be saved. If she is not, bring her to church in person or online. We have a pamphlet. The new gospel message pamphlet is on the website in PDF version, so you can begin sending it to friends. It's called Believe. Cover art by Lindsay Goldberg, one of our Jewish Christian friends down in Tennessee. And hello to my friends down there. This is the easy way to evangelize. And I will tell you that what I've been noticing as I've been giving these out, and I'm giving them out all the time, is people do read them, and it does make a difference. As a matter of fact, Sean gave one to a friend of his this week. The husband is Christian, and the wife is Catholic. And, you know, I'm really proud that Sean is evangelizing, first and foremost, but also, you know, it was so emotional for the woman that she was crying about getting the material, because, you know, Sean was telling her it's really good to be on the same page as your husband, and that's really true, and thank you for that, Sean. So this is a very powerful booklet, and we're going to come out with more gospel messages, but this is strictly the gospel message in really short form, and it tells you exactly how to be saved, exactly how to get to heaven. You can join us for Evangelism Sunday. On June 1st, we're going to evangelize outside of where we meet for church, giving our new pamphlet, Believe, to people who are waiting in line at Dutch Bros Coffee. So that should be a lot of fun. We'll spend about an hour out there because June is starting to get hot over here in Phoenix. We ain't trying to sweat. But it'll really be interesting. I'm really interested to see what the reception is for us as we do that, and whether there is any resistance to rolling down the window and taking the brochure. So it'll be interesting. Barah's Young Women's Program will begin on June 22nd. That's coming up pretty quick, so we better start getting those lessons in the books. And the Married Men's Program will begin in January or February of 2026. And we're really looking forward to that because that's going to be one of the ways that Barah Ministry starts to grow. We start to get men in who bring their families in, and it'll be dynamite. There's room for 4 more married men. So, you know, what the program is all about is, what do women need from men? You know, what does it take to be a man? And I don't think men get a lot of education and what it takes to be men, but there's more to being a man than having sex. And there's more to being a man than smoking cigars and playing golf with your buddies. So looking forward to giving some insight to the men that we know about what it means to really be married. Mark your calendars. The next Barah Leaders Meeting is Saturday, May 31st, the time to be determined. Have we decided what time we're going to meet that day yet? All right, so we could do the 8 to 10? Is that good? All right, I'll put that down for next time. No face-to-face teaching on September 21st, 2025, and on December 28th, 2025, for sure. And this year's Coeur d'Alene Conference is August 1st and 2nd, 2025, up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Actually, it's in Post Falls, but who's me in particular? Pastor Appreciation Weekend, September 26, 27, 28. Really hopeful that Pastor Farley can join us with his health concerns. I don't know whether he can, but if he can't, we'll still make it a great weekend. Al Gleason is going to be teaching lessons from 1 Timothy as I groom him to be a pastor. He definitely has the gift of pastor teacher. So you'll get 5 lessons from him minimum this year, July 27, August 31st, September 7, September 14, and November 30. So that's something to look forward to. 1 Timothy is a pastoral epistle, and it's Paul teaching Timothy how to be a pastor and what some of the things are that are characteristic of pastors. And it'll be really good. That will give you guys one more way to criticize me. You know, you'll be able to see, well, you ought to be doing this and you're not, and you'll be able to tell me. Not that you need that kind of education to tell me, because you're telling me all the time. Give the gift of truth. You can use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize to your friends. They get audio, video, and notes for every lesson, which is, you know, when I say the gift of truth, the focus is on the gift part. That's really a gift when you get your friends to get into that newsletter and actually use it, open it and use it. And if you're part of Barah Ministries, you ought to be opening and using that all the time. And we can tell, by the way, give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app, so you can get your friends to download it. It's the Word of God available everywhere they go, and especially in the car, because I'll tell you, I'm broadcast trained, and listening to the people who are broadcasting today, they are absolute fools. They're absolute idiots. They offer you no insight about anything meaningful. All they do is pull out a bunch of statistics and read statistics to you, and I really don't need them to do that. So, for example, in sports, I want insights about sports that I can't get on my own. And you're not getting that from broadcasters. So a great substitute to throw that crap out of your life is the Barah Ministries app, where you can learn the Word of God and learn who Jesus Christ is, because one day you will meet him face to face. And you definitely want to meet him at the judgment seat of Christ and not at the great white throne judgment for unbelievers. Those are the Barah Ministries announcements, May 4th. 2025.